It's Tim Allen Halloween special.
Oh man, you know what? He did have good.
Did he Halloween, good Halloween episodes? I never Home watched Home Improvement. I mean, like I caught some of it, but it was like not my show.
It was our show the first couple of years.
Okay,
they were pulling up their. I mean, they're like they were not Roseanne, but they were they were trying to do a lot of what Roseanne was doing. I think they were before or after Roseanne.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, but this is Pop Culture Man Children PCMC Halloween 2025.
Yeah, lightning strike there.
Welcome to the last Halloween.
Before every day is Halloween.
Oh, we had a good run. What can I say? It's the best time of year. This is what we do it for. This is what we practice for. You know, I listen to the other Halloween episodes and I'm loving it. I take notes and I'm trying to make like a Ted Lasso kind of reference and it's not happening. Because it's like, wait, there's no video that I could like circle things.
Yeah.
Anyway. You've been enjoying the other Halloween episodes?
I have been, very much so. I love listening every year. I'm like switching up the themes this year.
Yes, going back to old school, just different.
And Bill was like, "Oh my god, I didn't make him one this year," but he's like, "That's okay. I have some old ones he never used."
Yeah, yeah.
The new old one.
The Danny Elfman inspired.
That's
one.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're recording.
Well, you know, we've usually got a lot of stuff.
We have a lot of stuff. We usually record very early because I'm usually not this decked out for Halloween.
Yeah, we usually are wearing sunscreen and yeah. have little ducky things on our arms.
That's right. Fresh back from the beach.
Yeah.
But this, we're in it.
We're very close. Yeah. 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 I love Halloween. These are the episodes I live for because this is when I was a kid. This is what I like. Couldn't wait for Halloween specials or Halloween episodes and stuff.
Yeah. The Halloween
episodes. It's the best thing ever. So that's what great. I was like, now that we've got our own show, every episode has to be a special.
Yeah.
If it's October, how are we going to have a not Halloween special? I know.
We're in charge, right? So yeah. We can do it however yeah. we want.
I always think of PCMC as making the podcast that would be my favorite podcast.
That's great. I love that. And it's my favorite podcast.
Yeah. And apparently, I guess it's just the two of us.
It's just us. And I listen a lot. I listen over and over again. Just drive those numbers up.
Well, as always, fans of the show know that you and I, we don't give Christmas gifts.
No, poo-poo.
I don't give anything to your children. I don't care. you don't wish me a happy birthday.
Never. Then no. I won't.
Even if you know it's my birthday, you're like, mad. But we have a tradition of giving Halloween gifts.
That's right. And I look forward to it. I really love to check it out in advance.
Yes.
And think about the theme and like what we're going to be talking about and see how I can connect it in some way. So yeah. Naturally, it's going to be Disney.
Mine is connected as well.
Okay.
At least one of them. I got to say, and I think I said this to you already, I'm super hyped about Bills. when I got the idea for Bills this year, I was like, wow, what a home run. Yours, I think, is wonderful. I would want it for myself, but Bill's is like, I couldn't think of a better gift.
Oh my God.
And it's a new wife. I built you a bride.
I'd be like, oh, thank God. Now she can chop all the wood.
Speaking of chopping wood, have you watched Over the Garden Wall this year?
We have. Henry, it was like nigh September. I mean, it barely a chill in the air. And Henry was like, let's put it on and watch it. Yeah. I was like, all right, sure. Let's do it. We got it out of the way early. But I always love to revisit it. I actually hold off on the Halloween season. I like it to keep it for November. I love it as a November watch.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right. No, it does. It does seem to bridge the gap. Well, yeah. I mean,
although it takes place on Halloween, so you know it is.
Well, like, well, the begin. Well, they have their spoiler. They have their tumble on Halloween.
On Halloween, but everything's after.
In the, yeah, everything's after in the unknown.
Yeah,
and then it sort of ends in winter. So yeah, I agree.
Perfect fall watch.
I agree. Mm. So both of these are home good bags, but actually. Only yours is from Home Goods.
Oh, okay.
And I hid these downstairs because, you know, now your children usually answer the door when I come in. And they inundate
they
me.
Insist on it.
With questions and showing me like, toys. Mike, and stuff. Mike,
just pawing at you.
So I thought if I had gifts.
Reaching in your pockets for coins.
Yes.
Oh, wow. This is heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Oh, it's wrapped up.
Yeah, it is wrapped up. It is wrapped up.
Oh, is it a lot of pieces?
It's two pieces.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
Jean is unwrapping it. It is.
Oh, gorgeous. My goodness. Okay. I see something. This is so cool. Okay, I see a green Mickey Mouse. Is he a vampire?
I believe he's a Dracula. Oh. I believe he's a Frankenstein, which is rare. He's usually a Dracula.
It's a cookie jar?
It's a cookie jar.
Oh, I love it.
You and I both have a very, very specific fetish, which is we like Mickey with emotions that are not joy.
Yeah.
Which is what's fun about Halloween Mickey, because he could be scary and other things. And this is him. He's kind of like a zombie.
Frankenstein, yeah.
Yeah, Frankenstein zombie. He's green. Mm-hmm. And he's got a menacingness to
him. He's got
him.
A low brow, too, which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's and he's got just like zombie arms.
Yeah, know? It's a pretty chunky, cookie jar.
Yeah.
I love a cookie jar.
I think it's gorgeous. And I've been kind of bemoaning the fact that I didn't really have a lot of like kitchen Halloween decor. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I love this.
There's a gravestone on the back.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mickey. You know, there's so much going on in the back that I'm sort of like, how am I going to put this?
Yeah.
You kind of have like caddy corner. It's like a trick or treat on the gravestone on the back. And there's a bat. And then the stacked pumpkins, there's some like vine work and then painted Mickey face on the back, which is so nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
He's definitely a Frankenstein because of his feet.
With his big shoes.
He's got big shoes. Is Frankenstein for sure.
I love it. Thank you so much. Because we all know Frankenstein had
big shoes.
I'm going to put this out for tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to take this hand painted off. I don't need to know that it's hand painted by artisans.
But now you do know that artisans hand painted it.
By artisans.
And by artisans, they mean people who work in sweatshops.
That's by children.
By children who are working to feed their families.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much. This always make cookie
You're welcome.
Always make me think of Kenneth from 30 Rock.
Why? I don't remember.
He collects okay. So Jack Donaghy is revealed to have a cookie jar collection that he like goes to.
This is ringing no bells.
Steve Buscemi is investigating him for he hires an investigator to investigate himself to see if like anyone could ever get dirt on him.
Okay.
And he's trying to get into this country club, and that's why. And Steve Buscemi finds out that he goes to cookie jar conventions and he is a cookie jar collector. So he has to get rid of the collection. He gives it to Kenneth. And Kenneth is like, I just used to look at my mom's cookie jar and any bad feeling I have, I just put it in the cookie jar and seal it up so tight. So that's the purpose of this cookie jar. It's going to hold all of my negative emotions.
Good. That's good. That's very good.
All right, so I'll exchange one with you. You can pick it whatever you want. There's one for Jen in here, one for you, and then, well, I guess a few for you.
Okay, you narrate.
Here we go. So whatever you grab. Now, okay, that's Jen's.
Okay.
Now this is the, I actually think it's sold out now. I just happened to get it like early. Yeah, you could take that paper off. There we go. Hold on, I don't want to rip anything on the side there. This is the Halloween lug bag.
Lug bag?
Yes, which was all over Disney when we were there in August.
Oh, it's a Parks?
Ooh. It's a Parks bag. It looks like a little lounge fly. It looks like a lounge fly. I'm just going to unzip it. It has this cute thing
on
the back.
That's very cute. Mickey and Minnie.
It has this great lining.
Oh.
I feel like I'm on QVC. And then if you open the other one, it's got the long like strap that she can put across.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really
And I
nice.
Love it. I think it's the perfect size. You just need it for like your phone.
It's
and
really cute. That is really nice.
I hope she enjoys it.
She will.
And it's like the perfect little Halloween bag.
Yeah, that's really cute. Where in the park did you find this?
This was in World of Disney. But it was on the website too. But now it's like resellers have bought it up, basically.
Bastards.
The plague of resellers in Disney have bought it up, and basically you can't find it now. So I'm just happy that we got it. Now, these are from the parks.
Ooh.
I think they're parks exclusives. I wasn't able to see if they were on the website.
We have
Oh, sorry.
We have Constance Hathaway in a rare happy moment, getting ready to getting go down the aisle. But do you
see behind the mirror?
The axe.
There it is. She's ready. A Black
Widow. She is ready.
She's ready.
And then, of course, Madame Leota.
That's right.
This is beautiful. This will go perfect on my my little desk, which is all mansion themed.
And, you know, since we went to the parks this year, I had to do it. I had to get a parks gift.
Beautiful. These are beautiful.
I'm so glad you like it. And then that last one is for you.
Should I give you bills? What should I do?
Yeah, you want to give me bills and we can just kind of like trade off?
Yes. We'll get double. We'll get your reaction and then if Bill comes down later, we'll get his reaction.
He said he would. He said he would come down. Okay. Shoot that as the garbage bag.
Oh, I...
Oh my god. Oh my god. He's never going to open this.
It is
this is incredible.
Talking Krusty doll. Where did you
even find it?
The interwebs. But more importantly,
is it old?
No, it's not. Okay. Well, it's like 2010 old. Wow. It's a Krusty, it's a talking Krusty doll, but it's the one from Treehouse of Horror.
Yes. It has the spiky teeth.
If you were to take it out, which I know you're not going to, there is a good and evil switch on his back.
Which is talking Tina from Twilight and he has his spiky
teeth as well.
And he's got the spiky teeth. And so, what's amazing is... So just
be sure to switch him to good, not evil.
Yeah, you got
to
put him on good.
1-800-DON'T-SUE.
Don't sue. And the box is like a box it's would exactly, be designed in The Simpsons, which is incredible.
It's exactly what it would be.
Incredible. Oh it's exactly God. What it would be. I don't even want him to see it. I'm gonna like hide it for now.
Yeah.
Because this is like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I would just... Oh,
he's
going
to freak out.
I heard people talking about it on... You ever... what's it called? Talking Simpsons? What's that podcast
about? Oh, I don't listen. Oh, yeah.
It's like the big Simpsons podcast of many Simpsons podcasts. Mm-hmm. I think it's Talking Simpsons. But so I was listening to some of their Treehouse of Horror episodes and they were just they talked about that episode and they were talking about how there was a toy version of it in like the 2000s or like 2010 or something. And it had the good and evil switch and everything. And I was like, I wonder if I could find that. And I found it online.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Because
thank you so much.
You, me, and Bill did a Treehouse of Horror Halloween episode.
It was our first Halloween episode.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I know Bill and you were both huge Simpsons fans.
But he got me into it. I wasn't allowed to watch it as a kid. And then when I got older, I was just like,
I don't think Jen was either.
Yeah. I was into Futurama. I liked that. And then I still do, but he was like, oh, if you like that, you'll really like this.
Honestly, you'll like this.
This show's much funnier.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like just this last Sunday was the new Treehouse.
Yeah, we didn't see it. No.
It actually was not bad.
Oh, okay. So that is for you.
Ooh.
It is a haunted mansion. Actually, Haunted Mansion Disneyland. It's not the Disney World one. Yeah. Sweatshirt. And I like that it's black on black letters for Haunted Mansion. And yes, I think it's velvet. Is it?
It's like flocks.
Yeah. Just be careful, though, because when you wash that, it always gets, like, weird.
You gotta wash it cold.
Yeah. And then it has the hitchhiking ghosts out front.
But in a kind of, almost an Ed Gorley kind of, like... Look at like the lines, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and he's got like little beady eyes.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, I like the design very much, and I like that it's almost grayscale. It's like brown and purple.
It's
kind of an odd color scheme, but I really like it.
Yeah, no, I like it a lot too. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I felt like it was muted enough that if you wore it out, it wouldn't be like the most garish thing.
The most garish thing? Did you see what I was wearing when I came in today?
I did see that.
It's gigantic. Well, I don't even know where I put it. It's Mickey as a vampire, but it's gigantic.
It's gigantic.
And then the back and is like his back.
Neon on it. Yeah, as it well. Is
intense. But you know what? I got a compliment on it today. So, you know, people will love it.
This is usually the time of year I bust out the hot pink Mickey sweatshirt that you got.
Yes.
It has like the little scared chipmunks on it. It's very, very cute. I love that one. That's my seasonal sweatshirt. Well, enjoy. Thank you so much. She's knocked it out of the park this year.
You know what? We both do really good every year, I think.
I think so. I think because we genuinely enjoy doing it. So I think, you know.
Yes, yes. And don't forget, you also get me
Chili Gilly.
Chili Gilly, one of the Frosty Frights. What are they called? Fright Frosties?
Yeah, I think they're Frosty Frights or something.
These are, first of all, they're great. This is Wendy's answer to all the Halloween to the McNugget guys and the Halloween bucket stuff.
Yeah.
And it's little frosty monsters.
Yeah. And this is in honor of our Creature from the Black Lagoon episode last year. So yes, please go listen to it.
Last year we had a theme of Universal Monsters. And yes, and you kept calling him
Swamp Thing. And I called him Swamp Thing
which
today.
Which he is.
He is. He's a lagoon thing. Yeah.
But, you know. But I'm very excited about today's topic.
I know.
And I feel like there's a lot to say, not just about what we're talking about, but around it.
Yeah.
We're talking about two things. We're talking about 1987's DTV Monster Hits.
Amazing.
A special that aired on NBC on October 30th. Mm. And we're also talking about the also glorious
Disney's Halloween Treat.
That's right.
With a great song.
Disney Halloween Treat from 1982. Mm. Which aired on CBS October 30th.
So weird that it was on CBS and NBC. Like
the
because I watched it on Disney Channel.
Yes.
Like they would just play it.
Doing my research this week, I saw that at the very end of the Disney show, which had been The Wonderful World of Disney, The Wonderful World of Color, and then eventually I think in the end it was just called Disney or Walt Disney. When after many, many decades NBC was done with it, CBS picked it up. So that's how it went to CBS.
Okay.
But then I think they were just like done with networks and they're like, we have our own things.
Right. They didn't have their channel until like the mid 90s.
Yeah. And then eventually they bought ABC and everything was on ABC.
Yeah.
But originally, I think it was called Disneyland first, was on NBC. So both of these, here's the thing. They're both very simple things. They are repackaged clips from Disney feature films and animated shorts.
Yeah.
Put together in, 48-minute, hour-long TV specials. Mm. Yet, somehow, they have a stranglehold on millennials.
Yeah.
Like, you sent me, somebody did the amazing, meticulous work of doing a rebuild on, which I think that term rebuild comes from the redone Neon Genesis Evangelion movies.
Really?
Rebuild. Somebody did a rebuild of DTV Monster Hits that looks amazing.
It's gorgeous.
And I think they actually went to find each clip. I think they must have rebuilt it, recut it, right? It's like, absolutely, but it's perfect and it's gorgeous. But anyway, you said that to me yesterday. And I was at the gym. They got all new equipment and they changed the outlet. I was very upset. I don't like changing my routine. But anyway, I was watching it and I was looking at the comments and the comments are like, core memory unlocked.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. I still remember this. I don't know why. Were we all watching NBC on October 30th?
No. I mean, I was born in 1987, so I wasn't watching shit except the inside of my eyelids.
Yeah.
When I was 5 or 4 years old, it was already on the Disney Channel, which just like now, where when we heard that Disney was coming out with a streaming service, we got it immediately. My parents, it was like an add-on channel, and the second they found out we were like it was coming out, they're like, well, we got to add it on because that's all she wants to watch.
Yeah.
So,
and then you were like, episodes of Avonlea.
What this is this?
This is not what I signed up for.
But Gummy Bears was airing, so I was happy with that. I distinctly remember this. Every Halloween they would play it. They would play it several times.
Yeah.
Because you figure they were also sort of, I mean, they had so much content.
Yeah.
But it was, before the days of Freeform, and what was it before Freeform? ABC Family.
Yeah.
Where they'd have like huge lineups of all these things. They really had to like pull from this archival well that they had. And so they played Halloween Treat, they played DTV Monster Hits, And then eventually they started to have the Disney Channel original movies, which
yes.
they would do like a Halloween one. And Hocus Pocus came out, so that was like
yeah,
the big one.
Yeah, that became a big. Yeah, yeah, now Disney Halloween is very defined by Hocus Pocus, Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's and right. Then, like, that's always the banner on
yeah,
Disney Plus.
The Haunted Mansion movies.
Haunted Mansion, yeah.
But at this time, it was like Lonesome Ghost, Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow was always their like the big one.
Yeah,
they would
yeah.
end with that one.
I think it's also worth mentioning for the young people that listen to this podcast that in a time before YouTube, in a time before streaming, believe it or not, there was a value to clip shows like this. Because you, and also we should say back then, the Disney Vault was tightly closed.
Yes.
The Disney Vault was, they
released the VHS.
That big wheel,
they
turned
it. If you didn't buy it when it was being sold, it went back in the vault. You never saw it again.
Yeah. So this was an opportunity to see these things.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that you would never see.
Yeah. And they pick a lot of really good stuff. Like, I'll be honest with you right now. I don't want to be – this is not a hot take. But I do prefer Halloween Treat.
Because they play the full clips.
Yes. And we'll get into DTV. But DTV, I feel like I have a big criticism of it.
Okay.
But Halloween Treat does play full clips. But it's like a tour de force of every – I mean, they begin with the wizard battle Merlin and – Mad Madam Mim, which is like the animation alone in that is just insane.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
It's insane. And by the way, that was all I had ever seen of Sword of the Stone for years and years and years.
That's all you need to see.
Yeah. No, I actually think that movie's cute.
It's cute.
And Merlin is like he's like a progenitor of the genie because he talks, he makes references outside of what they would be.
Yeah.
Like he's like a goofy hat or something at some point.
He's got a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, yeah, Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. Right. But there was great value in that, you know. So you would put it on and be like, here's all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you want to?
You want to start with Halloween Treat?
Halloween Treat comes out chronologically first.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with Halloween Treat.
Okay.
Although I know you'd rather talk about DTV.
I do love DTV more. But, you know.
And I do love DTV.
Watching Halloween Treat, I hadn't thought of it in forever, but I knew the song immediately. I was like, okay, yep, this is in there. This is in my brain.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's in your brain.
Yeah.
I'll do it as a spoken poem.
Oh, okay.
Calling one and all tonight. It's hopping out the hall tonight. Dropping out the ball tonight. Disney's Halloween Tree.
Halloween Tree.
Creatures on the prowl tonight. Features fair and foul tonight.
Everybody's like, tonight.
Yeah. They'll meet you and... They'll meet you there to howl tonight at Disney's Halloween Treat. Black cats, bats, and ghosts make most attractive hosts. They're dying for a dance with you. So play that haunting refrain. Tricks and treats to try tonight. You'll be riding high tonight. Ooh. Whoa. Your spirit's going to fly tonight at Disney's Halloween Treat.
So they open and close with this song.
Right.
They knew they had a banger on their hands. They had to play it.
The fact that it's mostly a clip show, which is, you know, fairly cheap to produce, yet they produced this song, which is like, yeah, it is a banger.
Yeah.
And it's long, too. Like, it's 20 seconds with no lyrics. And you're like, oh, okay, it's just cute music. And then the lyrics start. And you're like, oh,
you're like, wow, okay.
We're doing it. And it's over the skeleton dance.
Yes.
Which is the – I sent you the video this week. I want to give the guy credit. I've been watching this guy who does these like Disney videos.
Oh, yeah. I watched the Lonesome Ghost one. I didn't get the Skeleton Dance one.
They were both good. I want to give this gentleman credit because
– he's like a Disney historian.
Yes, he does. He does good work.
So, a lot of information.
I was not aware – or maybe I was at some point and forgot. But the Skeleton Dance is actually the first Silly Symphony.
That's
how they started.
Wow.
And nobody wanted it. Like the distributors are like, just more Mickey. Just do more Mickey.
What are you doing skeletons in the graveyard?
This was before Disney was this vertically, you know, this vertical enterprise. West of Neverland, that's who does it. You know, this is when he was still working with outside distributors and stuff. And they were like, we want Mickey. Do more Mickey. What's this bullshit? But it's over the skeleton dance, which is great. And I liked Skeletor Dance is kind of made a aesthetic comeback over the last couple of years in like t-shirts and stuff like that. I have a Skeleton Dance like lantern projector thing that Jen got me a couple years ago.
They released a collection a few years ago of all Skeleton Dance stuff.
Yeah.
So I think there's a spirit jersey this year.
Yes.
Skeleton Dance spirit jersey.
This is
Halloween. I saw a dad at school pickup the other day in a full candy corn spirit jersey from Disney. And I was good for you.
Good for you. Because why not be garish? I mean, you're wearing a Disney shirt. So this is Halloween Street aired on October 30th, 1982. Mm-hmm. I was -1 year old. It was an episode of the Saturday Night Show, Walt Disney. That's at this point, it was just called Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Skeleton Dance. Okay, let's look at the jack-o'-lantern because he still gives me chills. There's something about him.
Is it a puppet?
It's a puppet.
Okay.
But it's not a great puppet.
No.
So he, instead of like moving his mouth all up and down, it kind of like scrunches.
It scrunches. Yeah, it's weird. It's this jack-o'-lantern.
In a black void.
Yeah.
Where children's nightmares go to dance.
And he just talks to you and it moves in the strangest way.
Yeah. And it's the voice is Hal Douglas.
Who's that?
He is not Don LaFontaine, but he's almost Don LaFontaine.
Okay.
Don LaFontaine is the inner world guy.
Okay.
This guy's like number two to that. This guy, actually, there's some debate on the internet of which one of them said inner world first. So this guy was a.
Oh, interesting.
So Hal Douglas was a huge voiceover guy. So his voice, at least to people our age.
I'm so sorry. I just got this very urgent text message.
Oh, no. What happened?
Go.
How about we go have a barbecue and drink beer?
How about it? Should I text him back?
Oh, is that a scam?
No, that's certainly not. This is an old friend. I just don't have their number.
Oh, sure.
We gotta go have a barbecue and drink beer. It's October.
9:43
at night. At the tail end of October, it's time to barbecue, baby.
Do you think that's the ghost of Hal Douglas?
I think it is.
He's like, let's go have a barbecue.
Let's have a barbecue and drink beer.
Isn't what's sad is that they're preying on the saddest, loneliest person that would be like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, do I just have to give you some money first?
I know you're not supposed to engage with them at all because they can manipulate that as well. But I always want to be like, oh my God, I'm so glad you texted. I need so much money. I'm desperate for money.
I really need money.
Send it, please. Send it here. Wire, Western Union.
That's really funny. let's moving on from the real horrors of late stage capitalism.
Yeah.
So it's just uncanny. Like, okay, it's a talking jack-o'-lantern. Yeah. But first of all, who are you? Like, you're not a well-known Disney IP.
I've never seen you before.
You're like on a table that's set for a Halloween party. Not dissimilar from this one right here. Which is set up for a Halloween party tomorrow. But then there's blackness behind him, like a void. He's that very familiar voice. Maybe just familiar to people our age who watch commercials, but it's like, I know that voice. And I just don't like the way you're addressing me, sir. It makes me unhappy.
Oh my God. Now, can you maybe clarify something for me?
Oh yeah.
Do you know about, when Jonathan Winters played a pumpkin introducing Disney's Halloween treats? It says he was the
I thought
host.
That was a Disney Halloween. That's the other element of this, which is
Halloween Hall of Fame.
Halloween Hall of Fame.
That's it.
There's a lineage of
oh my God, TV. It's him in the makeup chair. This is truly horrifying.
That is really upsetting. Yeah, so there's a
this is like a news story.
Oh my God, he looks so sad. Why is he so sad?
I don't know.
Jonathan Winters in a pumpkin head.
Yeah. Okay, so it must have been the Halloween Hall of Fame Disney.
That must have been earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were trying to piece together this puzzle earlier this week.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, no one gives a shit about broadcast TV from the 70s and 80s. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, first of all,
it's not anywhere. Like, you can't stream it. It's nowhere.
It's nowhere. You have to find things online
or
on Vimeo or on YouTube or wherever. And you know, that rebuild was done by just some loving fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of these were repackaged shows, so they're similar anyway. They have similar titles. Yes. There's a Disney Halloween.
I feel like I've seen at least three or four versions of DTV yeah. Monster Hits. Or the Halloween yes. Treat. Just, like, yes. recut, cut together in a different way, adding right. one they, segment, right. taking one out.
When they put it on Disney Channel, they would add or remove yeah. things. The rebuild thing that you sent me yesterday had an additional song
yeah.
that they presented as missing song.
Yeah.
But says who? Like
right. What maybe where? That was just something they added later.
That was not part of the original broadcast, no. I don't think. So,
no, it definitely
so how
wasn't.
Could it be missing?
Right. I guess they I think with the rebuild, my guess is their goal was to give the most complete package of everything that's ever been featured in any DTV Monster Hits mm-hmm. from any year, whether it was on the Disney Channel or NBC or whatever. And so it has a lot of extra stuff. And it includes some longer clips. But they always cut the clip to introduce the song.
Yeah.
Whereas in Halloween
the
Treat,
songs
they
are
play the
songs.
Often
song. Cut short anyway.
Yes. But the I songs think they are were. Like truncated versions of yeah. the songs. Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked, the first segment is the battle between yes. Merlin and Madman and Mim
yeah.
from Sword in the Stone, 1963. Then we go into the Bald Mountain scene yeah. from Fantasia.
Night on Bald Mountain, which goes hard.
It really does, because it looks like it's from like the 70s, but it's from 1940.
It's wild. It's
how, and some
devil.
Of it's like, I'm like, how do you do that? Like some of the ghosts, it looks like it's... They were projecting it on something
yeah,
and turning
like
it.
Floating.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is happening here? Fantasia is, I would love to see that on a, in
on a big
like
screen.
A big
yeah.
screen. Fantasia is an amazing movie to behold. After that, there's a clip of a short where Minnie is reading a book called The Hooded Monster. And Pluto with a sweater stuck on his head
right.
scares her.
I don't know what short that's from.
I have no idea.
But is that followed by Mickey's Parrot? That's the one. You don't see the parrot in the short, but it's the one where he hears on the radio that there's an escaped criminal.
Is this the one?
Where he goes down the basement
yes.
stairs and the shoes are behind him. Yes,
which that, is an amazing gag.
I love that. That is from a short called Mickey's Parrot.
Mickey's Parrot.
Yeah, and he's hearing someone's voice in the house, but it's a parrot that flew in.
Okay.
So,
oh.
And I've watched it before. It's great. It's and it like tricks, it fools him into thinking that there's the escaped criminals in his house.
Yeah. So that's
another great short with him holding a gun.
Yes. So that's another thing that happens with these specials is somewhere in the middle, they lose their grip on the Halloween theming yeah. of it. And they're like paranoia, right? Something.
Crime, superstition.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
that's
yeah.
a thing. Villains. Hey, you villains are
yeah.
kind of shitty,
Cruella
right?
DeVille, Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
I mean, they still do this with the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween yeah. party in the parks. They throw everything at the wall to see what sticks. It's pirates. It's Cruella DeVille. It's, you know. All the usual Halloween stuff, plus a lot more random stuff.
Yeah, that's what happens in these specials. Yeah. But anyway, I want to talk about the gag because it's incredible. And okay. You forget that like the early Disney shorts are just like gags. It's like they're built on gags. Mm-hmm. And this gag was Mickey goes with his double barrel shotgun, goes down to the basement to inspect for a criminal who he will kill. Because
he's going to kill.
Because Mickey does believe.
Stand your ground. Yeah, that's right.
So as he's going down the stairs, he closes it's a basement and then the stairs downward. He closes the door behind him and the butt of his gun accidentally like picks up on a pair of shoes that are tied together on his or a pair of boots that are tied together on his doorknob. Mm. So as he's slowly walking down the stairs, the boots are walking so he can hear something behind him. So first he thinks it's Pluto, but then it gets to the bottom and it kicks him and he's like, whoa, what's that? And he turns around and then he looks between his legs and he sees the 2 feet. Mm-hmm. So he thinks someone's behind him. It's fucking brilliant.
It's
so smart.
It's great.
It's just great animation.
It's beautiful.
It's
animation.
Also bespoke. Like there is a point later, there's a point in like 60s and 70s where they really leaned into doing things on the cheap, recycling things. Mm-hmm. But this early animation stuff where they're really like inventing it all, it's also bespoke. It's all like everything you're doing, you're just really doing it all.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was one of the videos I sent you or not, but I just recently heard that, you know, like they have with animation people called in-betweeners, which is like the main artists and animators draw the main poses and then other artists that are called in-betweeners do all the frames in between.
Oh, okay.
But Ub Iwerks didn't like doing that. He did every image.
Oh, wow.
So like things that Ubiworks worked on, he's doing, he's seeing the whole thing. Okay, then we go into a scene of Donald Duck where they hear about a escaped gorilla from the zoo.
This is Donald Duck and the Gorilla. That's what it's called.
Let's talk about this for a minute.
Yeah. I've seen this one also. It's great.
There was a time where we were very scared of gorillas. It even shows up in
Over the Garden Wall. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that is as like a throwback thing to be afraid of.
Right. And it turns out to just be Jimmy B.
Right.
That no good Jimmy Brown.
Right.
But yeah, like, have you ever gone to the famous dark ride, Dante's Inferno, on Coney Island? Luna Park, Coney Island.
No, I haven't.
Do you know the facade of it, though?
I know the facade of
it. It's like a giant, scary devil. Mm-hmm. It's just a traditional dark ride. Yeah. But it's been there for
a million years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
there a gorilla?
There's a gorilla.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember it that much, but I do remember it's, you know, it's a real old fashioned dark ride where it's like tick, tick, tick. Oh, crazy turn. And like, you know, darkness. And then like, oh, they push aside. There's a light and there's like a gorilla and you hear like gorilla noise.
Well,
what happened? Was this pre-Jaws?
Was it King Kong?
Maybe.
Were they common in zoos? Because we don't really keep them in zoos, but I feel like, you know, in
I mean, I know a gorilla can absolutely murder you.
You can tear you from limb from limb. No.
I don't think about it. It's not something that shows up.
I mean, you should fear it. If it was in your house, you'd be toast. But
it's like, think about sharks, right?
Yeah.
Perhaps sharks took the place of gorillas in our consciousness of an animal you're probably not going to have any contact with, but you're still scared of.
Yeah.
Because no one's like, ooh, a gorilla.
Was it like circuses? Because circuses were so popular. And I feel like it's like a gorilla escaped from the circus. And like now it's like, oh, a circus. That's and even less popular is to have animals in your circus. So
yeah.
I just feel like, you know, we were kind of starved for entertainment back in the 30s. And
yes.
I feel like circuses were very popular. So maybe that's why.
They're so close to us too, genetically.
Oh,
so it's like,
an uncanny thing. Yeah.
Oh, it could be uncanny. I was thinking more like an id kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Like
it's pure id and it's
even
powerful.
Even like the early.
Also, they're not carnivorous.
They're not?
I don't believe so.
They don't eat human babies?
I'm pretty sure they don't typically eat human babies. Huh. Not exclusively.
Are you telling me the carnies at Coney Island lied to me?
That's it. They're on a diet of nonstop human babies.
But we were scared of them. We were very afraid of gorillas for a while.
Culturally, yeah.
Yeah.
So and weird.
Culturally, now we're not. If anything, we like gorillas after Harambe.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You know.
Pour one out.
Yes. So, yeah. So that's it. So it's just called Donald and the Gorilla.
Yeah. And it's great because Donald is always trying to take a costume off of somebody. Right? So in this one, Huey, Dewey, and Louie dress up as this gorilla because they had it on hand. They had this costume on hand.
No, but he fucks with them first. Just like with
trick or treat.
It's always he's a dick. He's their uncle, but he's a complete dick.
Yes.
And then he's like, ha, I got you. And then they get him back hard.
Yeah. So, and they always do get him back so hard. Yeah. They go so much harder than he does.
Yeah.
So they hear about the escaped gorilla.
Yeah.
And then I guess, what does he do to them? I don't remember now.
He goes up behind them with gorilla hands and he like
he grabs
claps
them.
In front of
okay.
them. And then they're like, guess what? We have a whole gorilla costume.
By the way, we just had this lying around. They put it on. They scare him. They're terrorizing him. And then the actual gorilla turns out to be walking past their house. Comes in the house.
Yeah.
And then Donald's like climbing on him, trying to pull his head off to take his mask off, which he also does to Witch Hazel in Trick or Treat. He pulls her nose and oh my God.
There's a really funny gag where he hears on the radio, you can control an animal by looking them square in the eye. And he looks in the gorilla's eye and you see a little gravestone that says dead duck. Hilarious.
Oh, man.
Yeah, then they're like, there's other interesting gags. Like him and the boys are like snooping around looking for where the gorilla is. And they've all got candles. And one of the nephews behind him burns his tail with a candle. he's on a ladder. And then, like, the rungs get broken. So it's, like, stilts. So he's, like, running on stilts.
Yeah.
They tear gas.
That's right.
And to them, tear gas, they treat it like it just makes you cry. Yeah. So him and the gorilla both crying like they're sad.
It's funny because I'm looking at these shorts and Snow White has a lot of gags as well. It's so many gags, like and, with the dwarves and with the little animals.
Bambi too. Bambi has very little narrative. Yeah. It's really just gags together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while before they, like, the storytelling evolved.
Yeah.
Then we've got they put two cartoons like together. It's
Pluto's Judgment Day. Is that after it?
Well, there's one with two cats that are stealing Mickey's milk.
And oh, Pluto chases them. And that's a later one.
Yeah. And then there's one with Figaro, who, by the way, started as Geppetto's cat in Pinocchio and then became Minnie's cat.
When he died inevitably of old age.
And this is where I wrote the note. This feels very off topic for Halloween.
Yeah. Although he chases the cat and then he goes to, he dies or something? Well, he goes to cat hell?
That's an earlier short. That's Pluto's Nightmare from 35.
Uh-huh.
Me and Auntie talked about this because it was on my list of favorite dream sequences.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's where he faces a judge that's a cat, a defender that's a cat, and an all-cat jury.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Every dog's worst nightmare.
Then we go back to the Figaro cartoon. Like, they edit a bunch of cartoons together here. And they're wearing, like, some sort of racist hats.
Oh.
I was not paying that close attention at this moment, but they're wearing, like, the kind of rice paddy hat.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't remember why or I don't what remember we're why doing, either. But I was uncomfortable and I didn't like it.
I was like, oh, well, did we have to do this?
We did. We had to. At the time.
We had to do it. And then it goes into Captain Hook after that?
Hold on.
Are we still in Pluto?
Yes. Then we get the theme of villains.
Villains.
Sure.
So this is Captain Hook blowing up Peter Pan.
Yeah, which is like...
This is not Halloween.
It's just a scene from the movie. Yeah.
Just people doing bad things. Bad people doing bad things.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. This stuff is from all different years. Like, this is from 53.
Yeah.
And it's great animation. The pirates, I think I've only seen Peter Pan once, and I saw it with you.
Oh, okay.
Because you like it a lot, right?
I love Peter Pan.
They sing a pirate song. They give Peter a time bomb in the guise of a gift from Wendy.
Yeah.
Then we got the scene from 101 Dalmatians where they do blackface.
They cover themselves in soot to be Labradors.
So because people are like, oh, that's 101 Labradors. We're looking for 101
Dalmatians. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not fools here.
Yeah.
But again, it's just Cruella.
Just looking in a rearview mirror at the dogs walking past.
Yeah, like, well, that can't be them.
And then it goes to Snow White.
I made a note here, which is I don't understand why they'd rather show clips from feature films than some of the classic spooky shorts they have.
Right, like Lonesome Ghost is not in this.
It makes me wonder if they know things are coming out of the vault or going into theaters. Because it really felt like with this one particularly, they're like, they want to show feature film stuff.
Yeah.
Then we go back to Snow White, the old witch giving the poison apple to Snow White and dwarves racing to save her.
Mm.
I love the way the witch moves.
Oh, me too.
It's almost like rotoscope, which is where you would actually draw over live footage. Yeah. It's not that, but what it is that the Disney animators would actually record live footage and use it as references, which for years they were like hid. They were ashamed of it or whatever, but I don't know why, because I don't think it takes anything away. It adds, and she does move in this crazy realistic way.
Yeah. Especially when she's running.
Yeah,
like, it's when she takes off running, it's wild.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's got pilgrim shoes on. I paused it once to see. I was like, what kind of footwear is she working with? She's like buckles on her shoes like a pilgrim.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing about Disney that I think doesn't exist anymore, but existed then, which is there was, and I think this is part of the rubber hose animated time, which is there is something weird and scary about this stuff.
Yeah.
Even like the original Disneyland, like, the Snow White ride is a scary, ride.
Yeah.
Like, Walt Disney wanted it to be scary. Like, they treated a scare with the same value as, like, a laugh.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And there is something, there's darkness to some of this Disney stuff.
When she darkens Snow White's window and it's just there.
Yeah.
Staring at her. And just she does this thing where she like shifts her shoulders.
Yeah.
And it's creepy. Yeah. It's just a very creepy movement. And every time we watch it, I mean, as a kid, yeah. He's still a kid. But as like a 2 and 3 year old, Pete Henry would get freaked out.
Yeah.
And now still as a 7 year old, he's like, that's creepy. Bro, that's creepy.
Yeah. She has no ulterior motive. She's not trying to take over the world. She's not trying to do anything except murder this child.
Murder this one person.
Because she is pretty. She's like, I'm going to murder you. And I'm going to poison you.
Yeah. And I'm going to watch.
And I'm going to watch and I'm going to love it. I'm going to the way she cackles. Oh, my God.
So great.
And the vultures that know she's about to die. Come on. Come on, guys. What are we doing? This is some dark stuff. Speaking of dark stuff, now we get into the Siamese cats.
Oh, Lord. Ooh. How Halloween is this?
I mean, if you find racism spooky.
I mean, oh my gosh.
So these
are true terror.
These are the Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp, 1955.
Mm-hmm. Now.
What can we say except it's just very racist?
This song goes hard.
This
song is so good. The song is great.
Why don't you sing it accurately to
I'm
the way they sing
it. I'm going to sing it in the way they sing it.
No, please don't. It's sort of like we are Siamese.
If you please.
If you please. If
we are Siamese if you don't please.
They're doing a voice not dissimilar from
these are not Asian actors, yeah. Okay? This is a very...
Think of the Viceroy from episode 1.
Oh my God. Think of the worst Asian stereotype you can. Then make it a cat.
Yeah.
And then have it sing a song.
Yeah, and it's two cats.
Yeah. About criminal cat behavior.
And they're trying to get the goldfish.
Yeah, they're destroying
Halloween
curtains and furniture and trying to kill all the pets in the house and steal milk from a baby.
Yeah, you know,
I love how they work together, though.
Yeah.
You know.
You're too into them.
They love it. They love each other. In the 2000s, in the early 2000s.
These are not in the remake, by the way. The live action remake. They
sadly.
They did not put them in there.
It's a travesty. They had the Disney stars of the day. Like,
yeah.
Hilary Duff.
I remember that.
They released an album of Disney song covers. And they had like, I think it was Ally and AJ or like this show where like the characters were sisters or best friends or whatever. Cover this.
Wow.
It was like, it's too late to be doing stuff like that.
I remember the Kiss the Girl from that was pretty good.
I remember that one.
Was it Ashley
Tisdale?
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, the less said about that, the better.
Oh, man.
Then we go into The Adventures of Ichabod.
We're bringing it back. Remember, it's Halloween. We got a pumpkin in this. And I love Brom Bone's song.
It's amazing. We were just listening to it.
Now, does Bing Crosby sing his role as well? Because he sings the Ichabod stuff. And he's the narrator. But he sings the Brom Bone's song as well.
Yes, he's singing that.
So great.
Every year, well, for like the last 4 years, me and Jen go to Sleepy Hollow.
So cool.
So
is that where the Great Pumpkin Blaze is too, or it's not in the same area?
It has been there, but it goes around.
Oh, it goes around. Okay.
We've been there a few times. It doesn't change, so we haven't gone lately, but it's cool. But they've got a big cemetery there and stuff. So we were in the cemetery and we were playing the song. Very disrespectful, but it's also, but the whole thing is disrespectful because the tourists are, oh my God, it's insane. And everybody's just walking through the cemetery and it's just like, no one cares if real people died. Well, there's just goth girls everywhere. We were talking about like, we kept making jokes about like, if you were a teen who lived in this town, like you would absolutely get spooky hand jobs. And this is,
that's where you go. These are Sleepy Hollow homes. So we live in a tract house, right? So like it's a whole neighborhood that looks like this.
Yeah.
And the builder is Sleepy Hollow Homes.
That's the name of the...
The name of the...
Interesting. Does that mean anything?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Although there is Washington Irving lore that has to do with Staten Island.
Well, I know there is a cemetery on Staten Island with a gravestone that says Ichabod Crane, which could be where he got the name from.
Okay.
It's not real. It's not history. Although, don't tell it to the Sleepy Hollowins because they treat it like it's history. They're so cute. Like, they're little, like, even their, like, firemen have, like, little headless
horsemen
on their badges.
Oh, my God.
Who could take you seriously?
I love that.
Can you imagine such a thing?
Can well, imagine? Listen, I mean, Ladder 8 has smoke busters. They have a little ghost.
That's true. So that's true.
We got but it
like
too.
Literally like on the municipal things, it's so like Hollow cute. Is a headless horseman.
I love that.
They're so into it.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Yeah. Of course, why wouldn't you be? It's right? beautiful there.
Oh, yeah. I love the Hudson Valley. Gorgeous.
Yeah. So me and Jen did a Halloween episode way back in 2020 where we talked about Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Okay.
And
Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow is one of my favorite like dark.
Interesting. Yeah, moody. It's a good movie.
It's just I love the moody vibes.
Yeah.
The moody dark autumn vibes.
But I love this animated short because this is almost this is as dark as Disney animation gets. Ichabod in his last moments of life, the fear of him in the forest and hearing the Headless Horseman, yeah. the Headless Horseman being there and being scary and then killing him.
If we believe that he died in fear, which is terrible. He died
horribly.
Yeah, but I think he got away.
Oh,
well, they give him I that mean, little moment where he's like sitting at dinner with all the kids that look like him and yeah. you're like, oh, he made it. He made
no,
it.
He didn't.
Brom just wanted to get rid of him.
No, he's dead.
Now, do you believe it was Brom or the real Headless Horseman?
Well, it's the real Headless Horseman.
I okay. saw it with okay. my own eyes. That's it.
At no moment's like a gag, but actually makes me nervous when through some sort of Disney hijinksery, he's on his horse backwards. So he thinks he's leaving, but he sees like the distance like going further from him and he realizes the horse is going back into the woods. I'm always like, oh no.
Oh no, get back, get, turn around.
Sir, that is exactly where you don't want to be going.
Get out of there.
Get out of there immediately.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
there's a lot of gags in that as well. Like the what are they? What the heck do they call those things?
Oh, like the little window willow
yeah.
things?
Yeah, yeah. What are those called?
Yeah, but like they sound like footsteps.
Yeah, like a horse galloping.
Yeah, but it turns out to just be that. And then he's like, ah.
He's laughing. And then you hear like, hysterically, the horse is laughing.
Yeah. And then you hear the scream.
It's like, oh, shit.
It's just, you know, it's like, it feels like nowadays, right? There's probably like directors and voice directors that are like, go easy, guy. Where, like, it's, at that time, there was no go easy. It was all like, no, go fucking hard.
Go nuts.
You're playing the Headless Horseman. I want you to scream.
It's I like want the scream most blood-curdling
scream you can give me. Sir, this is a Disney cartoon. I don't care.
No. Nope.
I want you to scare the shit out of me. God
damn
it. Did you see,
there's a Sleepy Hollow, there's a Headless Horseman Butterfinger commercial on now?
No.
It's great. He's got someone's candy. And the cops are like, just give it over. We'll give you back your head. And he's got the pumpkin. And he's like, never. And the horse like rears and he drops the Butterfinger at the head. He's like, oh, man.
That's fun.
Like, oh, well.
I love Butterfingers.
I've never been a Butterfinger person. But Bill really? Is because of The Simpsons. Because it was.
I am because it's delicious.
I don't know. What is it, butterscotch flavor?
That's a great question. I think so.
Yeah.
And nuts. They changed the formula recently to make it a little bit more nut forward, but it's still pretty good. It's also a great mouthfeel.
Oh.
It's an incredible mouthfeel. Mm.
I gotta revisit it. Remember Butterfinger BBs.
Will there be Butterfingers tomorrow?
If you could find one. Oh. I don't know. We just get the Costco bag of candy and just spread it out across the table.
Fair enough. Question.
Yeah.
Candy corn, yay or nay?
Nay. If I want to eat little pieces of wax, I got plenty of candles.
I'm a yay person.
Okay. I like the aesthetic of a candy corn.
Sure.
I love the way it looks.
Well, I just don't understand. It's one of these things like pineapple on pizza, which I don't eat. But it's
I actually like that.
Yeah. Well, it's one of these things where it's like we've all decided we hate this. And it's like, why?
No, I don't know.
And we can't all hate it if it comes out every year.
For me, I don't like the texture. I think it tastes fine. To me, it doesn't really have a great flavor. I think
I like the flavor.
At the best of times, if you get a really good one, it kind of tastes marshmallowy. But typically, I've had bad ones, I guess, that just taste like sugar and like flavorless sugar.
What's the problem with that? Have you ever had the little yeah? Because they're like marzipan-y.
I like marzipan though. I don't know. I mean, I guess they are marzipan, but yeah.
Have you ever had the little pumpkin ones?
I have. I find them those are so dense.
Like, those are good though. Those are five, really six, do. Seven of those.
Like I'm eating a birthday candle. Like,
so good.
Here I go.
Yeah.
They have all kinds of shapes. They have, I think, leaves. I feel like I've seen acorns. Like some.
Yeah.
I mean, I like them aesthetically. Yeah. I think they're cute, like to have in a bowl. But I'm not eating that. You could eat it.
I'm getting a hankering for some candy lately. Your kids went trunk or treating at night. Maybe we should fucking pull a Jimmy Kimmel and just take all their shit.
It. Take it all. It's mostly pretzels.
I saw someone gave your kid a little fucking water. Go fuck yourself. Who was that? Do you hate that, mom?
It was not a trunk or treat. It was like a table. Oh, okay. And they were like, here's some water now that you've eaten all the candy.
I thought it was some
And the kids were like, oh. Diabetic shock.
It is amazing what like you can consume as a kid, and as adult you're like,
I'm having like one fun size Milky Way, and I'm like, my sugar's high, my sugar is too high.
Yeah, yeah. But as a kid, you just fuck.
You just eat and eat and eat. Henry, so Peter's pumpkin is pretty full. Mm. Henry's pumpkin is almost empty. He ate the whole thing with his friends, sitting on like one of those.
That's why when I come in, they're bouncing off the walls. Just
ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that's what it's for. I'm not like, candy. I don't do Switch.
No, shit. I mean.
I'm like, it's fucking Halloween. It's like, they don't eat candy nonstop all the time. Like, yeah. It's just tonight. It's one night. And also tonight because of Trunk or Treat. But
yeah. I remember once I used to go kickboxing, humble brag. And kickboxing people, some of them are weird. And so one woman brought her kid. Well, she like to watch her kickbox. Like, okay. I guess she didn't have childcare, whatever. I'm not mocking that. Anyway, someone else nicely was like, gave her kid a lollipop.
Yeah.
And as if they were like taking the kid into a van.
Oh my God.
She stopped the class. It was like, wait, what? Ran up. It was like, what are you giving my kid? And they were like, he's a like, lollipop. Just drugs. And she was like, he doesn't have sugar.
Oh.
And she was like, thank you. But there was no thank you in her tone. She was like, thank you, but we don't have sugar. And the mom was like, I'm so sorry I gave your child
a lollipop. Candy. Yeah, yeah.
It was.
There is this trend
I could
now.
Not have hated somebody more.
I know. Our pediatrician's like, they're young ones. Let them have it. Yeah. Who cares? Like, it's fine. This is when your body can do it.
This
later?
Is when you can metabolize candy.
And the problem with. Here we go. The problem
is like he doesn't or your children not to
your child from having any of that. Then your means kid's gonna that be on the your pole. Child is obsessed with it.
Yeah,
your
kid's
becomes,
gonna be sucking dick for candy.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Yeah.
No, but like you can't be the one kid at a birthday party who can't have the cake. You know, like just stop creating a.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna. They're it's gonna about murder you.
That's about you.
They're gonna murder you.
Yeah. But it's also it's about you. It's also like, and you don't do this, thank goodness. But the people who dress their kids up in like references that they're making, and it's like, oh yeah, your kid really wanted to be Dr. Jacoby from Twin Peaks. Great. Don't do that. No, you get involved in what they like. Like when who was it? Peter wanted to be a lion.
It's Henry. Henry was wanted to be a lion, real lion.
So
face.
You were the lion tamer. Like that's cute, but you're not forcing them to be some millennial reference they don't even get.
Well, that's true. But when I do see a T-shirt where I'm like, oh, maybe I'll put them in this. But they, thankfully, they have generally liked the things we've shown to them.
Yeah,
because we're guilty of that. We'll be like, why don't you try watching this?
Of course, and then that's normal.
They recently got into Gremlins in a big way. And I realized I don't think I've ever seen that movie before.
What?
Because I watched it and I was like, I don't remember any of this. Like, I thought I had seen it because it's so like in the zeitgeist. And I was like, well, surely I've seen it. I don't think I've seen it. I love it. It's great.
It's incredible.
It's really fun.
It's good.
And Peter's like made the distinction. He's like, I love Gremlins. I like Gremlins 2 more. And I'm like, God, I wish I could show you that Key and Peele sketch.
Gremlins 2 more? Really?
I mean, for all the reasons you think.
Have they watched the Mogwai cartoon that's on HBO Max?
No, but that's next. We showed it like that that's it exists pretty cute. And it looks really cute.
They do get to a point where they show where the Mogwais come from, and there's a bunch of them. Mm. And it's real E.T. ride vibes.
They get very upset. They cry, but they love it. They cry because – not because they're scared. They cry because whenever they're mean to Gizmo, they're like, they're hurting him. Aww. Or like they don't like it. Aww. So, you know.
Well, that's it. The pumpkin says goodbye and he haunts my dreams forever.
And that's that.
All right. So DTV Monster Hits.
Hell yeah.
All right. So let's talk about I didn't know this. DTV itself was a show.
It's a show. And I think I had the Pop and Rock VHS. So they basically did the same thing. They reused a lot of the same clips, like the skeleton dance, not at Halloween. They just have it.
Sure.
And they would just cut together these shorts. To make
remember,
music videos.
MTV
right.
Came out when in
85 no 80 81 no couldn't have been
this is, we can find this easily. When did MTV start? When did MTV start? 81, August 1st, 81.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
So this is 87, but music videos on TV was a big deal. Right. Even the name DTV is obviously a parody of MTV. DTV, it aired on the Disney Channel for 240 episodes.
Wow.
It was on from 84 to 89. Never saw it once. there were three specials on NBC. DTV Valentine. Uh-huh. Later renamed DTV Romancing. All right.
You can find that on YouTube.
Yeah. That's in February 86. Mm-hmm. Then in February 87, DTV A Doggone Valentine, just old dog clips.
That's interesting.
So two
Valentines, one dogs, one humans, I presume. Yeah.
And that's February 87.
A skeleton dance, I'm sure.
And then later in 87, October, there's this. This is the one.
This is the one.
You know, when I too thought this was just our family thing, because we taped it, we VHS'd it off of TV. Mm-hmm. Like when we watched it as kids, we watched the commercials and everything.
Yeah.
And I even remember like it came on after Matlock and like the bam, 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 bam. Like that seared into my head as much as everything else.
Oh, wow.
The first time I was like, oh, it's not just me and Anthony, was I was at New Dorp Comic Con, and friend of the show, he was just recently on the Severance episode, Chris Sorrentino, who also did the icon, the image for PCMC, he did a painting of the Ghostbusters symbol, but with the Lonesome Ghost.
Yeah.
And the Mickey with the gun and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, that. And he was like, and he's a big Ghostbusters fan, obviously. He was on our Ghostbusters episode.
Yeah.
And I think there's a connection there too to Ghostbusters.
I think so. I think the words Ghostbusters show up in the short.
Yeah. They even Jeffrey Jones.
Oh, that's here's the big elephant in the room.
Jeffrey Jones even says the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And I really think that whoever wrote that line had like a chip on their shoulder. I really think Disney had a minute where they were like, "We fucking
should we
came
sue
up
them?"
With Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Because in the original cartoon Lonesome Ghosts, Goofy does say, "I ain't scared of no ghosts."
Yeah.
But then for this, they re-recorded a line of Donald saying, "I ain't afraid of no ghosts."
Yeah.
But so one of the lines is new, but the other was always there.
Yeah.
And they're like, they clearly fucking stole it from us. I mean,
I think there's enough that they could.
There's enough.
They could say like, there's too many similarities.
Right. I mean, there's also a TV show called Ghostbusters that they literally just paint.
Well, yeah.
Which
I mean,
had
very
a gorilla in it.
Had a gorilla. We weren't scared of, but very few ghosts.
I've never seen it. I had some of the toys, but I've never seen it.
It's Filmation. We've watched.
Well, no, the there was a live action show, then a Filmation cartoon.
You're right. We've watched the Filmation cartoon. I couldn't make heads or tails of it, honestly.
It was like a David Lynch film. I had no idea what was going on. I could not
interpret the images that were being presented to me on
the
screen.
I don't know what's happening.
I had not taken any drugs, but I felt like I had.
Yeah. you know what I'm just realizing? Earlier in this month, me and Nadia did Mr. Vampire, who has a gorilla. There's a gorilla gag in that as well.
So weird.
Gorillas. They're very scary. I hear they're scary.
It's terrible what happened to them.
So anyway, all right. So we're getting ahead of ourselves. It's narrated by Jeffrey Jones.
Yes. He's the co-host, I would say.
With June Foray.
June Foray is Witch Hazel.
Yes.
Who comes in and records some new lines for this.
Yeah. Witch Hazel, we don't even have the time to get into this history, but is a character that exists in both Disney and Warner Brothers.
Voiced by the same actress.
Voiced by the same actress.
Yeah.
How it happened,
she transcends labels, brands,
she's
companies.
Also like... Is she Jane Jetson or Judy Jetson? She's a lot of things. She's like
she's one of the old school, like the classic. Tress
McNeil.
Yes.
She's
like that great voice.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey Jones is a magic mirror. And I'm not thrilled about him being there, nor am I thrilled about him constantly referring to himself as the slave in the magic mirror.
Yeah, but that line is
in Snow White. But we don't have to keep saying
I know. It's all very upsetting.
He's also talking with a British accent. Like, he drops it at times, but other times he's speaking. I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah, and that is the weirdest thing about him.
I'm like, oh, he looks at you.
Jeffrey Jones comes up too often on this podcast.
I mean, he really does. He's in so many great movies. That's the problem.
He's not a bad actor. He's not.
He's just a bad person.
He's not a bad wizard. He's just a bad man.
Yes, anyway, so he's the magic mirror, which is a cool bit.
It's a cool bit. It's cool. The makeup looks good. He looks fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. So June Foray is Witch Hazel.
Yeah. And she opens it. She's making her spell. Like, she does in Trick or Treat, and she's like throwing all the bits into the cauldron.
But it's all this new dialogue.
Yeah.
She's like referencing Michael Jackson.
Yeah, she goes, like, and that. A lock of hair from Billy Joel. And then at the end, she's like, take it away, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So Thriller opens.
Oh.
So great. You got to start off hot with a banger. It's just
One of the best pop songs of all time.
One of the best pop songs of all time. Probably the best Halloween song of all time. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah, I'd say after Monster Mash. Not that I love Monster Mash, but Monster Mash, God, I feel is more.
Have you listened to the Sinister Stomp?
No, what is that?
It's another Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers song. I mean, he plagiarizes himself. He did a lot of
other stuff.
Yeah.
He has a Christmas one, too.
Oh, I've heard that one.
It's very upsetting.
Please do yourself a favor and listen to Sinister Stomp on the way home tonight. Stomp. Because it has a part that genuinely made me laugh so hard.
What?
You're just singing, and then you just hear like a ghoulish voice out of nowhere go like, la 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 la. And you're like, what the hell? And then they keep playing that sound until the end of the song. But it's not introduced until like 2 minutes in. And you're like, okay, I guess it's part of the song now.
That's incredible.
It's so, and I'm not exaggerating. It sounds exactly like that.
That's incredible. So for Thriller, we've got a hodgepodge of everything Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's also a lot of, oddly enough, what they call Mickey Mousing in sound design, where the thing you're describing is being shown to you exactly.
Yes, like, they'll it's be very like,
and the door slams.
And the door slams. You're covering your eyes, someone's covering their eyes. Yeah, it's like, very literal.
Yeah.
Like one-to-one interpretations.
Yeah.
And some of these, so like with Thriller, it's a lot of different things cut together. Like a lot of different shorts, a lot of different animation, like pulling from a lot of different sources. And then others are like pretty much from one short.
Well, this is the problem. This is my major critique. Ghostbusters is great because it's really working the short Lonesome Ghost into the Ghostbusters video. And Monster Mash is great because they make the decision to only use black and white.
Is it black and white? It looks sepia.
Yes, there's a sepia tone, but they're only using early black and white stuff.
Yes. Yeah, but it's from a couple of different shorts, that one.
It could have been one. Yes.
Because it looks similar.
The thing is, there's at least a unifying theme.
Yeah.
My main problem is with these videos that are just like, here's just everything from everything.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's too much. It's not holding together. That's why, that's one other than Ghostbusters just being an absolute banger. That's why I think the Ghostbusters thing had the biggest impact.
It makes sense. That's what got Peter into Ghostbusters to begin with. It was that short.
Yeah.
And, well, not the short, from DTV Monster Hit specifically.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think the other day, like, why did we watch it that first time with the kids? Because we started watching it about 3 years ago, like on YouTube with them. And I don't know if I just like remembered it and was like, let me see if I could find it to show it to them, or if something prompted it. But neither of us could remember like why. But it got them into so much. It got them into Michael Jackson, which they're still obsessed with. It got them into Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It got them into, they love the Eurythmics Sweet Dreams, but it's gotten them Jones. Into so much. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Yeah. So that's my major problem. These videos that are like just random clips or random things.
Yeah. And then it'll have like a short, like clips from that short, but they're not playing the whole thing.
No. Yes. Well, that's weird too. Like in between stuff.
Yeah. Right. Because after the Lonesome Ghost, so Thriller opens, and then it goes into the Lonesome Ghost set to Ghostbusters, which is pitch perfect. Yeah. I mean, no notes. Absolutely wonderful.
It's really the whole short.
Yeah.
I mean, they make it. They really transform the short into a music video.
Yeah.
And it works. And it's a great short. All three of them have something to do in it. I can't remember. Is this the first time the three of them are together?
It's not. I think the first time the three of them were together from that video that you sent me.
Yeah.
It was like Mickey's like mechanic shop or like something with a car. Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is the first time they're brandishing guns together, though.
That's right.
That actually might not be true.
Well, you got to shoot things that aren't alive.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. What is Mickey going to do with that gun? They also act like they've never had a call before at the Ajax.
Yeah. It doesn't look like they're getting a lot of business, which is also a Ghostbusters thing.
Yeah. It's very so Ghostbusters. Yeah. This little clip stranglehold over our subconscious. Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, I think it's the best one.
Yeah. But the problem is it's early.
Yeah, it's right in the second short in there. Or second music video in there.
Then we go into a very truncated version of the Trick or Treat short from 52, which is a great, great short.
Beautiful short. I love it. I think I prefer it to Lonesome Ghost. No, I don't think, I think I like Lonesome Ghost better, but Trick or Treat is so great. It's such a great short.
It's great. It's great. Well, it's beautiful looking. Mm-hmm. It's got great aesthetics. It's got the boys in costumes.
It's got the song.
Yes, yes. Right, which I think they made a record of.
I have it right there.
Oh, all right. Yeah. No, it's great. I also feel like I'm a big fan of the Scariest Halloween Story, the Paul Rudish Wonderful World of Mickey special. Check out our episode on the Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse.
Amazing. He played it in school at in Henry's class.
Really?
Because I think they saw it, like, Mickey, and they were like, oh, it's Halloween. Yeah. The teacher put it on, and that witch one is so truly terrifying. And they do some really scary images. Yeah. And Henry was like,
it goes hard.
These kids did not know what to expect. Because, you know, he's seen it a million times, so he's like, some of these kids were scared. I was like, I bet they were.
It goes hard, but it's beautiful. No, that's become a yearly thing for us too.
Yeah, love it.
But
and I watched The Wonderful Autumn as well.
Yes. Yes, I agree. But anyway, I feel like Trick or Treat in some ways aesthetically leads into that. Mm. Wonderful World of Mickey short. No, it's great. It's fantastic. I remember I showed it once in a film class on Halloween, and everyone loved it. It's just so good.
It's great.
It's perfect Donald. It's Donald being a dick and getting his comeuppance. Him taking all the food out of the pantry, and then she'd be like, he's a pushover. And he's like, fuck you.
Really? Swallow the key.
Yeah. Donald, what I'm about to say is so true, it's going to hurt you. Donald has big Tim Robinson energy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
you could see them being each, like, you could see Tim Robinson be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And then fucking throwing the thing under the door or whatever.
And just never knowing when to quit and having their pride hurt and just getting mad just about things.
Holding all of their feelings right on their arm at all times.
Yes.
Crying. And just, have you seen The Chair Company yet?
No. It's so good. It's next. It's next up.
Anyway. But it's truncated, okay? So,
and it goes into Bad Moon Rising.
Well, first we have Jeffrey Jones making an I Ain't Got No Body joke.
Oh, yeah. His delivery of these jokes is...
These jokes are
horrendous and made me question... I sometimes had to rewind and be like, was that a joke? Was that supposed to be a joke? I
think it's supposed to be like a dad joke. It had the cadence
of a joke, but... Like some of the things, like when he's like, back in my day, rock had another meaning. You'd be careful of rocks, especially when they were rolling. I'm like, were there a lot of avalanches near you? Like, I don't understand.
This really feels like a first draft.
Yeah.
We get a punch.
Watch out for rocks.
Yeah.
Did anyone in the history of music ever make that joke?
It's really funny.
It's so stupid.
It's like the first thought. You could have, and then he did it.
Like, oh, rocks could hurt you. That's my joke. Yeah. A rock could hurt you.
So then we don't go into Monster Mash, right?
We go to Monster Mash or Bad Moon Rising?
No, you're right. We go to Bad Moon Rising.
Okay. And that's mostly
Creedence Clearwater.
That's a lot of wolf imagery. They tried to pull, like, you could tell sometimes that they try to have a theme. But then but then they'd run out of clips. They'd have to just, like, stick in whatever.
Yeah.
Like a hurricane a blow and they'd show like a storm. Right?
Yeah, that's true. So I don't know where a lot of this is from. This little kid who's hunting and there's like a bear.
Oh, is that Peter and the Wolf? There's the Peter and the Wolf short that they did and they used some stuff from that.
They used stuff from Jack and the Beanstalk or Mickey and the Beanstalk.
They do?
One? I believe so.
Okay.
Alice in Wonderland, Sword and Stone, Peter Pan.
They're just throwing everything at the wall.
They really are. Mickey's band concert. Okay. I think the hurricane part.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. So weird. This is one of the weirder ones where I'm like, what is any of this imagery?
It also segues out of Trick or Treat by the newly recorded foray line where she's like, I gotta go, Donald. There's a Bad Moon Rising.
Yeah.
All right. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Now that I've tortured you.
Yeah.
Time to listen to CCR.
Yeah. And then we've got the I Ain't Got No Body joke.
Uh-huh.
And then Monster Mash. And I like Monster Mash.
Monster Mash is great.
It's black and white stuff. It's old, like, rubber hose stuff.
Yeah.
And it's got a sepia filter on everything. This is Skeleton Dance, The Mad Doctor, The Haunted House, Pluto's Nightmare. Yeah. They even show what I call the 3D shots from The Mad Doctor, where he's, like, in the dungeon and you see – it looks like the original Doom. Like, it looks like a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They must have just used geometry to, like, draw perfect lines. Because it is hand-drawn.
Yeah.
But for lack of a better word, it feels 3D.
Yeah.
It's really amazing
stuff. It's so cool. They were doing so much cool stuff.
Yeah. Like, every short was, like, pushing forward.
Pushing it. Let's try this. Let's –
I feel like there were so much more creative back in those days. Lots of skeletons.
Oh, so much. So much.
More than just a skeleton. Skeletons are everywhere.
Someone – tweeted recently, like, I don't know how skeletons became so scary to people. Like, I would be way more scared of a muscular system.
Yeah, that's true. It's frightening. Or just all
or like nerves, right? The nervous system. Just something that's like much scarier. Yeah. Oh, the body's exhibit. It's terrifying. Also, it smelled weird in there.
Yeah, well, it smelled like blood. It smelled like veins.
It smelled like, because it was so cold, because they had to keep it cold.
Because there's veins in there.
Yeah, and it just, they had the strangest smell. Yeah, I can't. I've never gotten it out of my head. They're
also criminals, which is weird when you think about it.
Yeah. Or just I don't know.
The
Chinese bodies? Is that true? That the government, like enemies of the state?
I don't know.
I think that's what I've heard. Yeah, they're enemies of the state from China.
And like now you're science.
So strange. In any event.
Was it Jenny Slate who was like, guys, you ever think about like this room is full of skeletons? And like when we're laughing, the skeletons are like.
I say that to the kids, I used to say that to the kids all the time because they'd be afraid of skeletons. Yeah. And I'm like, "There's four skeletons in this room right now," and they'd be like, "What?" And I'm like, "All of us are skeletons. Yeah. You're a skeleton. Don't be afraid of yourself."
Yeah, and then they rip their like. Yeah.
Okay.
So then the mirror in the mirror introduces. Sorry, the slave in the mirror introduces. Yikes. Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
Yeah, love this song.
So this is a lot of clips of characters being anxious and scared.
Uh-huh.
So Goofy working in an office, okay? A giant fish sneaking up on a small caterpillar to eat it, like, behind its back.
Yeah, or like a cricket. Snow I don't White know what it is.
With the eyes in the forest. Jack of the Beanstalk, Mickey in the hands of the giant with the giant eye looking through the hand.
Yeah, it's all a lot of eye imagery.
Yeah. Donald looking insane for some reason. Seven dwarves sneaking into their bedroom.
Yeah.
The giant eye bit again from A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Some cat and mouse kind of cartoon. I didn't know what it was. Images of things trying to eat each other. Okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, Somebody Watch Me is a spooky song. Now Mickey introduces a clip from The Great Mouse Detective, which had come out the year before, but it's still...
Oh, yeah. I thought it was coming out.
Well, it feels like that, right? Maybe it was coming on video.
Oh, probably.
Because it feels like they're presenting it.
Right. It's like take a look.
This is our newest story.
Because Bill was like, why did they show such a climactic scene? But it makes sense if they've released it already and then they're just trying to get you to buy it for home video.
Yeah. It's the scene where Rattigan like... I like this movie a lot.
I love this movie. I never watched it until adulthood, but this was one of the Disney VHSs that Bill had growing up. So he's like very into
it. It's really good. It's really good. It's interesting because if you watch that documentary, Waking Sleeping Beauty, there was a lot of contention inside the studio about it because Jeffrey Katzenberg didn't like it. And he made them call it The Great Mouse Detective, which all the artists made fun of.
Mm.
And like... were like sending all these memos making fun of each other, making fun of Jeffrey Katzenberg, and then he found it and got mad because it was called like Baker Street or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, let's call it The Great Mouse Detective. And then someone sent them a memo that was like, oh, we're renaming our old movies. Snow White is called The Girl. Pinocchio is called The Wooden Boy. And then Jeffrey Katzenberg saw this and was like mad. Anyway, this is great. And they show the scene where they're like, the mouse detective and his like his Watson whatever are like tied up and there's the whole Rube Goldberg thing.
Yeah.
Again, I saw this years before I saw The Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah.
This is all I knew.
Yes, me too. Because I saw this as a child and then never saw the movie until many years later.
But it is good.
It's a great scene.
We hear a little of the Rattigan song, which is fantastic.
Vincent Price. Wonderful. Oh, Rattigan.
The man in the mirror then narrates the scene in Ichabod where the Headless Horseman goes after him.
Yes.
Used in both these specials, because how could you not?
Oh, then this joke is awful. And he's like, near his hat lay a shattered pumpkin. Is this story true or mere fantasy? I'll never tell. But that pie was delicious. Like, what?
Yeah.
Are you okay? The answer is no.
No, you're not.
You're certainly not okay.
Then we have Evil Woman by Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes. I love this. This is mostly images of the Evil Queen, but then they sneak a couple things
out. It starts strong. Yeah. It starts of the Evil Queen like making the potion. It's like, okay, this is cool. But then we get into like other evil, like the Maleficent, Cruella, the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, the Queen of Hearts does not belong in a Halloween thing. I'm so sorry. I don't know if that's a hot take, but like she doesn't have anything to do with Halloween. Get her out of there. Her color palette is all wrong.
I agree. The villainous lady from The Rescuers, who originally was Cruella.
Yes. You could really see the, like, it's a one-to-one, basically, when you watch it.
The ugly stepsisters ruining Cinderella's dress.
Yeah, again, I know pink Halloween is a thing, and I think it has its place.
Sure.
But, I don't know, in a more traditional Halloween anthology, I don't think that, like, pinks and blues of Cinderella belong in a Halloween special.
I agree. Mm. I agree. But, you know, you could...
There was a pink Halloween trunk at Trunk or Treat, and it was all pink. Like, that's every cute pink Halloween decoration they could find
but
at Home
Goods. But this wasn't pink Halloween. This is... We have a vague theme, and then we're... It's vague already, and then we're stretching it.
Yeah. I'm very into, like, color theory. Like, always have been. And it is jarring to me when something's not the right palette. I'm like, I don't like it. I don't want anything to do with it.
I agree. Then we get Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Love. I loved this one, actually.
It begins with clips from Donald's Lucky Day from 1939.
Yeah, which is great. And I love how much many of these shorts relied on radio programs.
Yes. Right? Yes, that's true. Yeah,
announcing something.
Right. But then it goes into other stuff. Christmas Carol, Pinocchio, Sorcerer's Apprentice.
And then I looked this clip up because I was like, where is this from? The animation is so cool. And it's that old woman sitting in a rocking chair staring at a cat, a black cat.
Yeah, what is that?
It's from Walt Disney Presents. And it was called The Great Cat Family. And basically it was like the history of the domesticated cat. And so then that was the point when they would talk about like, and black cats are considered unlucky or whatever. Wow. And it has a lot of cool cat imagery. And I'm like, I don't want to look this up and check it out.
I tell you, Disney used every part of the cow.
Yeah, they really did.
They really did. Mm.
There's one short little moment in the Monster Mash.
Yeah.
Where you see like a Frankenstein, a wolfman.
Yes.
What is that? I was trying to look it up. I could not. And it's like a second.
Yeah, no idea.
No idea what it's from.
Like, you know what it looked like? I know it's not. But it looked like that Warner Brothers cartoon where Daffy's in that, like, it's like a Hollywood club, but it's like all the monsters.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember that one?
I do.
That's what it looked like, because it was like a realistic
for a moment. I was like, is this not even Disney? Like, these are Universal monsters. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that's from.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was mystified. I was like, what the heck is this?
Mm-hmm. So then Donald introduces a scene with Snow White where the woodsman is told to kill Snow White.
Yes.
And then he tells her to run into the forest. And this goes into You Better Run by Pat Benatar.
I hate this.
But they cut it so fast.
Yeah. I hate this segment. It's my really? Least favorite one. I don't like it. I think I don't like the song.
Oh, well, maybe. I like it because, again, it's got one theme. Yeah. It's like we're using the forest stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess it wasn't enough, so they cut it real short.
They cut it really, really short. And it's like, you better run. And she's running. And that's it. It's like just literal.
Okay, see, the next two are the two that I hate the most. That Old Black Magic by Spike Jones.
Oh, it's so... It's so chaotic and manic, and I kind of love that about it.
Which is like, Spike, I don't know a lot about Spike Jones, but wasn't he like a parody kind
of
guy?
Yeah, because he makes a lot of noises in it. It's like, like side whistles and like screams and
It begins with Mickey dressed as the apprentice saying he's going to do a magic trick, introducing us into that old black magic. And it's like, that old black magic. And I know, I'm sure it's trying to sound ragtimey, but I just hated it. it's the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Mickey is a magician. Donald lighting a light bulb in his mouth. Goofy doing some kind of trick. I don't know, man.
It's magicians, which I don't...
Yeah, Matt, Halloween, I guess. I don't know,
slantways related to Halloween.
Yeah.
On a very generous day. I'll give it to you.
Witch Hazel then introduces Dreamtime by Daryl Hall.
Yes. And in between Old Black Magic and Dreamtime is on the rebuild, The Missing Song.
Right.
Which is The White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane set to
Alice in Wonderland.
Which is like good. Because that's a good all one. Thing. It's all, and it makes sense thematically. Yeah. You're like, okay, this is perfect. That's what it's about. Yeah. So there's that, which is really good. And then Witch Hazel talks about people entering dreams. And that sort of becomes the theme of the rest of the the show. So Dreamtime by Daryl Hall. I actually like this song. It grew on me.
I'm not familiar with the song at all.
I think it was a single at the time, but.
What is the is it Mickey and the Beanstalk? What is the clips of Mickey and Donald on beds?
Yes, that's Mickey and the Beanstalk. That's Mickey and the Beanstalk. Yeah,
because that's amazing.
I love
stuff with like the vines are like growing and they're like in sleep,
and they're falling
like the beds
out
are,
and they'll like land in a barrel.
Yeah,
that's from Mickey and the Beanstalk. It's my favorite segment from Mickey and the Beanstalk. And actually, the score that's in that portion of the movie is beautiful, and it goes with the vines, and it's so cool. But they do that to Sweet Dreams, so that's later on. And I love
it. Well, first we have Heffalumps and Woozles from Winnie the Pooh, which is interesting.
Yeah. It's his nightmare.
Some of these scenes could have been used in the last one.
Right.
The dream one.
You don't see
any
of that.
Or the next one, Sweet Dreams.
Yeah. But they just do
the
short.
They just show something from the movie. But they don't do that with Ichabod. Like, they show a little bit of Ichabod's song, but they don't have, like, the Mylar that says, you know, Headless Horseman, Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
So it's not like an official video. They just show a little bit of it. And I gotta say, this whole thing always made me sick and made me feel like I was on acid.
Oh, the Heffalumps and Woozles.
Like, even as a kid, I was like, I don't feel good about this. I don't like this.
I think it's, again, for me, it comes down to color palette. And it's like, the color palette of Winnie the Pooh is very soothing.
Yeah.
It's sort of muted.
Yeah.
And just easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
And then Heffalumps and Woozles comes in. It's like a stark background and the colors are practically neon. And you're like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Yeah, it's no good. It's no good. It's an assault to the senses.
It really is.
I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
And then we bring it home with Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics.
What a great song. I love this song much. I think truly timeless. I think it was very ahead of its time. Like when the kids heard it, they were just like, what is this song? It's amazing.
And the image of Peter Pan's ship flying into the sky like goes with it so well.
Yeah. All the Beanstalk stuff that they play with it is so cool. It does have a dark tone to the song.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And so it adds a little bit of unease to the images that you're seeing. Yeah.
Especially like if you're a little kid, like maybe it's bedtime.
Well, I hope you have a sweet dream, not a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen Jeffrey Jones.
And he's seen me.
He brings it home. They bring it home hard.
Yeah, they bring it home in a good way. It opens and closes well.
If that Alice in Wonderland thing was there at any point, I would trade that for Heffalumps and Woozles or the Spike Jonze song or the Daryl Hall song.
I think it just works better than a few of them.
And it's White. I don't know if you said it's White Rabbit from Jefferson Airplane.
Which also has a sinister
which is about Alice in Wonderland. So it really like there's real synergy to it.
But again, Halloween?
Yeah. So I don't even at 47 minutes, I feel like it overstays its welcome a little bit.
I agree. Well, I guess they have so much more to draw from now.
Yeah.
If they were to do it again.
Well, I think they had more to draw through from then.
I just don't think they used everything they could have.
I feel like, do
you think because of the nature of making something like this being so difficult? That they were just pulling from the shorts that they had already used and just being like, well, we have them.
Yes, because things do repeat.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a vast library.
Yeah.
That's why I like Montemash because they go earlier than they do with the others.
How are they doing something like this at that time?
That's a great question. You would have had to have – well, it's all linear. So you're actually like taking footage. I guess negatives? You're taking actual
footage. Like cutting
– you're actually cutting film. And putting together.
Taping it together.
Yeah, and then I think they had, so this is 87, so you would have had like video toaster, video graphics.
I'm just thinking of like how they would have pulled these clips of someone covering their eyes or being like what kind of database do they have? Or is it just someone's encyclopedic knowledge of being like, I know that there's someone closing their eyes here.
Or it could be someone makes the pre-decision of you're going to take from this, and this.
Yeah.
And then they look through it and make notes on what they're going to take.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And then, you know, go from there. But I feel like you could do this exact same idea better.
Yeah.
And some of these could have been better. Some of these, I would love for them to really remake this special.
Yeah.
And use everything going forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's something similar to this on Disney Now that I was talking to you about earlier this week, because it's stop motion, which is great. Mm-hmm. Which is, what are they called? It's like they're Halloween.
It's like Mickey and Minnie's
Halloween. Holiday songs, yeah. Halloween edition. And it's really for babies.
It's babies, yeah.
But the amazing thing is it's Mickey, it's the Fab Four or the Fab Five in stop motion, which is like you never see Mickey in stop motion. Like, it's really interesting animation. I wish they'd use it for something else.
Yeah, well, the one that really blew me away from this year was they did This Is Halloween.
Yes, they did.
And I was like, what? I've never seen Mickey and Minnie doing this. Yeah. This is bananas.
It was really good. What other songs did they do? They did three this year, right?
Did they do Monster Mash? They might have done that another year. Okay. Mickey and Minnie's. Okay, it's called... Oh, God. I don't want to get... Mickey and Minnie's Holiday Songs. And then it's called Halloween. Okay, so let's see. And it's beautiful animation. The color palette's really fun. It's like very purpley.
Yes. Oh, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Okay, so there's Monster Boogie. That's something they have. And yes. They're making me sign into the app to see this.
I don't remember if I recognize the third one. But no, I was surprised by...
This is Halloween. Oh, Monster Boogie is the first one. This is Halloween. And then Hot Dog Halloween. So they seem like originals.
Garbage. No, you could do this now. But anyway, look, from our vantage point, it's easy to be like, this is garbage. Or not, we're not saying it's garbage, but they could have done much better. But like we were saying before, like, this was like, you didn't have VHSs of everything.
No.
You certainly didn't have things like YouTube and stuff. Like, this is, I mean, as we're saying from our experience, like, this is the first time you might be seeing any of this stuff.
Yeah.
So it is all kind of new to you.
This stuff, some of it I've never seen before, and I've never seen since. Like, there's some stuff with bugs, like shorts with bugs dancing and things like that I've never seen. They would play a lot of these shorts just as sort of interstitials on Disney Channel, because Disney Channel didn't run conventional commercials, and I think they still don't. They just kind of run commercials about in-house stuff, like specials that they're running, new shows. Yeah. And then sometimes they would just show a short if there was like time to kill in between like whatever they were doing. And they'd play a lot of these, but never like some with the devil, some that look like Hummels. There's like, you know, like Hummel plates. They're like German children that look. There's some that look like that. There's some that look like Tinker Toys. I know that's a short. I've never seen that one, but it's available.
Yeah. And there's some like, you would see this a lot in the old Rubber Hose stuff where it's like, it's a room full of characters and they're all doing a different movement. Like they're all like dancing and there's a different.
Yeah.
It's like what you see at the, in Greg's Dream in Over the Garden Wall.
Yeah.
Which is also like Rubber Hose stuff.
Yeah.
The old north wind.
That's enough. I love that.
Oh, no.
We say it all the time. Peter and Henry have just turned into Greg and Wirt.
They are. Henry does have the little worry.
He's very worried. It's like sad and cute. But we got this paper from like his first day of school. And he was supposed to describe like how he was feeling, and he just said nervous.
Oh,
poor like, buddy.
Oh, poor guy.
Hello, look, Bill's Bill. Here. I can't even wait for you to see what you got. It's the best. I can't even oversell it. It's so good. I'm not even overselling it.
Yes, here.
No, it's happy amazing. Halloween. You might cry.
You might cry.
You might cry, Bill. Bill.
Yeah. It's a Krusty doll.
Look at the teeth. I don't want to open a box. I want to keep it in the box.
Keep it in the box.
But it does.
Is it set to evil?
It does have the evil good button on the back of it.
This is. I got.
Hugs.
Thank you.
And you did come down in a Simpsons shirt.
You did come down in a Simpsons shirt. Yeah.
This is a Lovejoy division.
Yeah.
So love it.
My love for post-punk music and love for
my. Now, I don't know if it says different things when you set it to evil. Because one of the things it does when it's in the box, it says, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Which was one of the evil things he said.
Oh, no, he's just saying love. That's interesting. He said, I didn't like you to me.
Problems, don't sue. Yeah.
That's a 900 number.
Isn't it so cool? Yeah. Like the box.
Yeah, it looks like out of the world.
Just looks like it's from The Simpsons. Yeah.
It's the doll. Yeah.
This is the coolest thing ever. Where are we going to keep it so the kids don't destroy it?
I know.
Yeah, and you do want to make sure it's not set to evil.
Yeah.
I'm also going to premiere my pin pal shirt.
Oh, at bowling on Sunday.
Oh, very nice.
That's right. Very That's one nice. Of your 40th birthday gifts.
You bet. It's been a long one.
Yeah, it has.
We're going on like an hour 40.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think we done it.
I think we did.
And can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
It's the last Wednesday of October, but you never know.
Oh?
You never know if there's...
What?
More Halloween around the corner. You never know.
Perhaps.
And let's do another hint. Disney might come up again in our Christmas this year.
Oh, really?
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, no. But we're doing it, right?
Yes.
It's us. You have to refresh my memory. I have the memory of a goldfish now, but yes.
Well, this has been Halloween 2025. I'm here with Janine Guillotine Gagliardi.
That's right.
We end every episode by saying,
Slave in the magic mirror. Go bye-bye.